Welcome back. Well, the airports company South Africa's annual profit has slumped by 59%. That's as costs grew 50%, while traffic volumes and non-aeronautical flows came in lower than expected, with departing passenger numbers rising a tepid 1.3%. Company's acting CFO, Lindani Mukodwane, joins us for a closer look at the numbers. Thanks so much, Lindani, for joining us in studio this evening. So, as I say, AXA reporting a steep fall in profits with significant revenue and cost pressures in a weak economy coming into play. Talk us through the major constraints to growth right now. I mean, does this boil down to a mere factor of the economy and where things are at?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So as you said, we had some significant cost pressures, and also we have seen some structural changes in the South African market, such as the grounding of two regional airlines. So we've seen a major airline reducing frequencies and routes as well. So that had an impact on traffic volumes, where we've seen the landings contract by about 2% as compared to the previous year. However, on passengers, departing passengers, we've grown, like you said, 1.3%, and even in the weak economy, and we've seen a 5.8% increase in tariffs as well. So all of that combined, resulted in a 5.6% increase in our profits. And there has been significant cost pressures as well, a rise in expenditure on employees because we've increased our headcount, a rise in security costs as well because we had to put in major interventions because of security threats that happened during the year, especially in our international airports. So all of that had played into the results that you see today.
Where increased costs had a direct impact on your bottom line, security service costs up 50%, employee costs, one of the largest cost drivers, up 17%. Where are you looking to cut fat? Can you get a handle on those cost pressures?
So we are monitoring these costs, and it's not as easy as just cutting something. So I'll talk about employee costs as well. So we went into a major restructuring where we were relooking into our strategy, to running the airports and, developing and growing the airports. So we needed to capacitate that strategy. And initially, last year and this year, the costs have been growing, and it should, slow down and kind of normalize, in the next 2-3 years on that front. Even on security costs, like I said, we are reacting to threats that have happened, and that should normalize. So we're monitoring it, we're managing it, and naturally it should be able to be normalized in the next 2-3 years as well.
AXA not alone in the urgency to create an operation that can withstand a low revenue environment. I've got to ask, are job cuts on the line?
No, if I may answer that directly. So it's not part of our strategy. So we're looking to grow the business. We're looking to generate more revenue from both aeronautical and non-aeronautical revenue. So we're looking at our retail space. We're looking at our property revenues as well to grow those so that we can remain profitable even without, downsizing in terms of our headcount.
Those additional ventures aside, I mean, over this period, you've seen landing fees up 5%, passenger service charges rising 7%, aircraft parking fees jumping 14% as well. How much muscle do you have to push on those fronts?
So on those first part, we have regulated tariffs. So in terms of price, not much. But in terms of volumes and in terms of growth, we anticipate growth in the global market. People are traveling more. People are opting to travel, through air other than other travel modes.
Are you surprised?
And it's a good thing. It's a global development, and it's good for us. And it's not a surprise. It's something we're gearing up to. And that's why we're starting to even plan to increase capacity at our airports so that we can be able to absorb and cater for this growth.
Let's talk about that, because in the interim, you've reduced your debt by 2.3 billion rand, your gearing ratio down from 25% to 18% at the moment. Where does that now go that you've got borrowing back on the table in order to fund some of these projects in the pipeline?
Yes. So you know that before 2010, leading up to 2010, we borrow significantly basically, you know, to deliver on capacity and projects that were aimed to cater for capacity growth 2010 and beyond. And after that, you know, as a responsible borrower, we had to pay back that money. And we knew that this is a, as an infrastructure business, as capacity need and operational need grows, we will need, you know, to go back into major infrastructure drive. And therefore, we wanted to create a space where we can be able to go back and borrow and have a balance sheet that can absorb more borrowing and afford that borrowing. So not only are we going to use borrowed money for these infrastructure projects, we're going to use internally generated revenues as well. So you'd see that we're carrying a lot of cash, more than a billion rands in our balance sheet as at year end. So that will go into funding some of those projects as well.
I have to ask, yes, you're sitting profitable, and yes, you boast a record as a well-run SOE, Lindani. So, yes. You know, there's never been a need for government support or guarantees for your balance sheet. But could this spiral out of control very quickly? Because it's a very slippery slope you're on, you know, when earnings keep pulling back to the extent that they are.
So you would see that year on year, last year we recorded revenues 6.7 billion. This year we were at 7.1 billion. So we're projecting to grow, like I said, and I don't see in the near future, foreseeable future, to use, you know, accounting speak, I don't see us starting to make losses even to a space where we would need, you know, bailout. So we have planned our business and that we will be able, you know, to fund from our own balance sheet and from borrowings from the markets and be able even to recover that from our day-to-day activities and be able to be sustainable. So I do not see this cost running away with us.
So much so that you've been pretty emphatic about how the improvements to how decisions are made and who's held responsible for them are responsible for the numbers and the state of your balance sheet that we see right now. Do you have any advice for Eskom?
No. I do not have.
Okay, let's leave it on that note. Lindani, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening.
You.
Of course, Lindani Mukhutwane is acting CFO of AXA.